Esgygaelog station was built by the Corris Railway in the mid-1880s for the new passenger service to Machynlleth. Originally, the ticket office was built in wood, but was later rebuilt in slate to match the waiting area. When Ken Rowlands was a schoolboy, he would frequently play truants from Pamperthog School and ride the footplate of the Corris train, helping out with stoking the boiler, etc. Whenever the school came into view, the driver would shout to Ken to duck down out of sight until they had passed. Much more fun than maths and geography. The author Julia Gunn's grandfather, Gomer Jones, was a porter on the railway. Sparks from the chimney and firebox were sometimes responsible for starting small fires by the trackside, especially in hot, dry summer weather. So train crews, official and otherwise, always had to be vigilant and ready to leap into action to prevent the spread of fires into the surrounding forests. To advertise itself to the world in the days when passengers were an important part of its business and the tourist trade in Wales was booming, the Corris Railway commissioned and published numerous postcards for sale to the visitors. Some designs were bought in or just used and adapted by the company. They were cheaply printed and sold for a penny or so in local shops. Many others, though, especially the series of photographs taken and printed for the company by Donald George of Upper Corris, were of exceptionally good quality and are now collected and highly prized by postcard and railway collectors alike. No trains have run past the station since 1948, when the owners, British Rail, closed the line after a storm damaged the river bank close to the bridge over the River Dovey. After that, however, it did remain in regular use as a shelter for the bus stop on the adjacent main road. Right up to the mid-1970s, buses stopping here were frequently full up, with standing room only on market days and Saturdays. Even up to the mid-1990s, it was common to see upwards to half a dozen people sheltering in the station, waiting for a bus to the market. However, since the buses started running through the village in the mid-1990s and the station stop was abandoned by the bus company, the little station has become a sad and lonely place. The future, though, looks much brighter. The Corris Railway Society is keeping the station repaired and has plans to reinstate the line as far as Tanacoid from Corris as a tourist attraction. This will not only give the society a boost, but will also ensure the future of a much-loved feature of the village. It may even revive the fortunes of the local retail outlets in the village. Typical of such work carried out in Meirionnydd, it is of high standard. Esgygaelog station will be a regular and pleasurable experience once again. The area around the junction of the two rivers, the Dulas and the Gleser, has always been the centre of activities in Esgygaelog. Even before there was a village proper, Esgygaelog Mill was grinding oats and corn, etc., here in the 18th century. The wall under the nearer building by the river is of much earlier stonework than the later quarried slate waste walls around it. This is a part of the old mill buildings, and even some of the old window openings are still visible. When the Cambria Wynn quarry started to convert the old mill in the 1870s into a slate mill, they appear to have demolished the water mill itself, but used some of the walls of the store sheds. The water for the old mill came from a small dam just above Evans Bridge. The dam has now gone completely, but the channel carrying water from it is still clearly visible, and used to go through a second arch under Evans Bridge, now covered up by new buttresses in the 1970s. From there, the channel is still visible for a while, following the contours between the river and the old road to the village. The final outlet for the water from the old mill is a wide channel cut in the rock leading down into the river above, about level with the office window by the near end of the present main factory building. It is now almost filled with rubble and barely visible, but was usable as a path down to the river in the late 1960s. The present large building is actually a later extension built onto the first slate mill, which was where the open concreted yard is now. The first shed fell into disrepair and was derelict by the end of the Second World War. The roof was removed by the early 1950s. The extension, being younger and in a better state, was kept by the engineering firms which occupied the site from the war up to the late 1980s. Back to the quarrying days, when the quarry company needed a more powerful water supply than that provided by the original mill leads, they created a new, much more elaborate one. It started from the River Dillas, close to Rhondelen Hall in Corris, and followed the contours all the way down the valley, passing Evans Bridge above the road in Wooden Troffin. Beyond the bridge, it crossed under the road through a pipe and continued past behind the gardens of Erra Terrace. By the time it passed immediately behind the terrace, it was in Wooden Troffin, high enough to walk under, although it leaked a bit down your neck. As the exact spot where the driveway to Buthin Erra joins the road behind Mount Pleasant, the water entered a large iron tank on a tower about 10 feet above the ground. From this, an iron pipe about 2 feet in diameter took the water straight down to the ground and down to the water wheel and later on a turbine in the shed below. This provided enough power to drive all the machinery in the two slate dressing sheds. It may also have fed a turbine in the small shed, known locally as Tyringian or engine house. When the water was not required for maintenance or whatever, a sluice gate was built into the side of the troughing just below where the white bungalow beyond Erra Terrace now stands. This was open to let the water run out and down to the river, creating over time a deep crevice in the ground, still shown on maps as a watercourse. When Ken Rowlands and his friends were youngsters in the 1930s, the quarry had closed and the water troughing and the storage tank were in disrepair. Sometimes when the grown-ups were not looking, they would climb up the wooden steps and down into the 2 foot iron pipe. Boys were boys then, as now. To a small boy, the stretch of river through the narrow mountain pass from Evans Bridge to the Froud, below the footbridge, resembles the Amazon and periodically needs to be recharted and explored. Swimming in the pool where the two rivers, the Dillas and the Glesyrch, meet, has always been a good place to acclimatise to the jungle before heading up streets by dugout canoe or shrink-wrapped packaging case. In generations past, diving competitions off Evans Bridge were organised to ascertain the depth of the pools there, not recommended today for health and safety reasons. The office building of Erra Quarry had a flight of steps up to it from the yard. Later, after the quarry closed, Trevor Jones opened a shop there in 1948. Sadly, shortly afterwards, his wife Catherine died, but Trevor carried on, assisted by his teenage daughter Nora. After the war, the mill site was occupied by an engineering firm called Hawkins, which made hospital equipment. Later on, another engineering firm moved in, run by Mr. Fred Evans from Llanwrin. This firm also had premises elsewhere, but used Erra Works, as it was now known, to renovate hospital beds, stripping them, repairing and respraying them. They also undertook some minor manufacturing work, like making headrests to fit the beds. They employed around 3 to 6 people for most of the time they were there. This firm finally closed by the late 1980s, at which time of the old post-war Hawkins equipment and tooling was still there.